John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen.
He puts the maze in amazing.
Wow!
He puts the bro in broadcaster.
Yes!
His NFL crystal ball is filled with vodka.
Priority number one.
He dominates lines like DiBella's nose in the 80s.
Woo!
Harry Mays is you. Spread Master Mays.
You like that nose joke too much.
Oh, I that gets me every time.
Harry Mays from our sister station, The Fanatic, is here this morning. And wait, maybe we should just relive it one more time.
On second down and 12, Darnold airs it out. Downfield pass is picked by Mitchell. Browns are going to win.
There you go.
How about that?
Something else. Wow. We were saying earlier this morning, there's no way Philadelphians would have waited 3 weeks to break into that free beer.
Oh, no way. That Bud Light would have been gone.
It would have been gone last week after the Tampa game.
635 days between wins, John.
It's insane. And how many quarterbacks?
Yeah, and how many coaches?
Right. God. All right. Yeah. Well, let's start off with your game of the week. Green Bay against the Redskins. The Packers are favored by 3.
Yeah, in Washington, this line looks a little short to me. I think the public is going to line up with Aaron Rodgers, but this Green Bay defense is not good. Alex Smith is going to be able to get the ball down the field. Kirk Cousins threw for 425 last week and 4 touchdowns, and a lot of that in the fourth quarter in that game that ended in a tie. The Skins defensive front is really stout. It's never easy going against Aaron, but I am. I'm taking the Skins plus the 3.
Okay. Yeah. Things are questionable with Aaron after he came out of the locker room speaking with a southern accent.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not near 100% with that knee. No.
Your lock of the week, the Cowboys at the Seahawks. Seattle favored only by 2 points.
Yes, the Cowboys beat me last week, but they don't have enough explosive players to go on the road and win. In my view, in a very tough environment. This is going to be Seattle's home opener. That place is going to be crazy. They get Bobby Wagner back on defense. He's the key to their defense. Mm-hmm. And their defense looked actually pretty good to me last week against Chicago. So they'll get a big boost there. The Cowboys O-line is going to have trouble on the road in a very loud building. And the Seattle O-line, which is not very good, but they play much better at home. Russell Wilson gives an aggressive defense fits. I take Seattle, and I lay the 2.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, the Eagles at Indianapolis. The Eagles are a 7-point favorite. All right, Steve, I did not know that early in the week. I had questions about Carson's rustiness,
right,
and rain, right?
Yeah.
Because whenever rain starts to happen during a football game, as far as I'm concerned, all bets are off, because I have no idea what the hell is going to happen.
Right.
So what are you thinking here?
Well, the Ginger Messiah returns, John. I mean, that's what this is all about. Now, he may be down a few running backs. Ajayi and Sproles don't look like they're going to play. Corey Clement might be a big fantasy play for people this week. Alshon Jeffrey is also a question mark for the game. But I expect and I demand a big bounce back from Jim Schwartz and that Eagles defense that got shredded last week. For big plays all over the place. This is going to be a fired up home crowd for the return of Carson. Ty Hilton is really the only big play threat for Indianapolis. I think the Birds D needs to get to Andrew Luck, and they will. He gets sacked. He holds onto the ball a long time. He'll throw it to the other team. I'm taking the Birds. I don't like laying a touchdown. I'd buy this down to 6.5.
Okay. All right. So, game of the week, you are going with the Redskins. The Redskins package. Packers are favored by 3, and you're taking the Redskins. The lock of the week, Cowboys and Seahawks. Seattle is favored by 2, and you're taking Seattle. And with the Eagles, well, you're working your way down to 6.5, you said?
Yeah, try to get that.
Okay.
Good luck at home here.
All right. Yeah. Eagles, Indianapolis, and you're taking the Eagles. Now, let us get to the sports quiz question this morning. This will get someone tickets to see Neil Young, a big football fan. Huge. Oh, man, just loves it. Never stops talking about football. He's doing a solo show at the Tower Theater. There's 2 nights of tickets. We have tickets for October 1st. Tickets are available through neilyoungarchives.com. And the password you need is Neil Young Archives. What do you got, Harry?
All right. Name the 2 players in Sunday's Eagles-Colts game that played together at Stanford University.
Ooh.
From 2009 to 2011.
Okay, once again?
All right, name the 2 players in Sunday's Eagles-Colts game that played together at Stanford University from 2009 to 2011.
Okay, and today you're broadcasting live from the Sixers?
Sixers facility, yeah.
Well, great timing.
I know. Carson's returned, and I'm talking to Joel Embiid.
go Birds.
215-263-WMGK, the number for you to call.
Sunday Indianapolis will discover. Philadelphia will give them hell. Because they're coming into our home. Andrew Luck will not do well. They think we're down because we lost last week. They are blind because we're gonna get the victory.